بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Amir Shah Khan Sahib related a story to Anand Mohan Gangohi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Says that I was in the Haram Sharif Makam Karama and a youngster just came in that majlis. So the saintly person that was conducting the majlis, he says to the youngster that there is a girl in your heart, and this is the description of her cheeks, of her hair, and her clothing. This is the color, this is the eyes, and this is the figure. So the youngster felt a bit embarrassed, and then he admitted that when I was much younger, then I had fallen in love with a certain girl. And now that I'm a little bit older now, that time was about 18 or 17, now I'm approximately 29. So sometimes the thought of the girl haunts me, and I feel very much uneasy. And for a moment or two, then I just think of her, some meditation, and then I feel relaxed. I'll carry on with the story just now. But you see, an-nazru sahmun wasmum, sight, one glance, and how poisonous. It's one glance. One person wrote to Hazrat Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi, when I married, I was quite young, so I was taking a stroll in the early part of the morning. I was talking about 1.5 centuries away, when people were riding horses. The time of the English, a young girl, looks like she was a white girl, and she was riding a horse. So, elegant looking, straight figure, and the way she was trotting, that thing just captured my mind. Don't underestimate the eye. If it catches your eye, then capsizes you. You can't think right, you can't see right, you can't understand right. It's just the thought that overwhelms you in the morning or at night. That is why even modern education has discovered this. Audio, visual. These are two avenues through which you understand and acquire knowledge. Eyes and ear. Audio, visual. So these avenues, they can make you and they can break you. It's how you use these two avenues. Use them rightly to your advantage. You're flowing right through your life, you're flowing. And you must use them, then it can be a disaster for your entire life. Just these two avenues. So that in school now, one youngster was telling me, now he's, I must say, about 64, 65. So in the days back, he was in Anjuman school. Now he's about 64, 65. And when he was young, 14, 15, and he was in Anjuman school. So, his eyes just fell on one girl. For our convenience, say, Jamil Apa. Right? He fell on her. And he said, hey, you know, I couldn't forget that girl. I'm married, I've got children. The Jamil Apa, the photo is inside. Namaz is troubling me, my sadbas is troubling me. I'm getting up, I'm married, I'm a grandfather, 64, but the Jamil Apa is not just leaving me. So anyway, he's telling me the story now. Then last year sometimes, I was in the mall, you know, and the same Jamila Apa, he came across her. Now she's on a walker, right? And all the beauty, everything is gone. So he said, I got talking to her. No feeling, now is no feeling, because the way I saw her now, so there was no feeling. What made it worse, I asked her, we're here today, she said, yeah, I came for some diapers for myself. She said, from what she was now, and what she's turned to. What she was, and what she's turned to. So these Mashayikh, they use different, employ different ways to cure this, because it's a very difficult one. Hazrat Ji was explaining that in the Khanka now, one youngster, he fell in love with one of the maids. Now, you need the maid to do the interior works inside the house. Now, this murid here, he fell in love with one of the maids. And the Sheikh somehow he discovered that uska to ji lag gaya. So then he has to look for a treatment that will really put him inside place. So he told the maid, well, you take this laxative, whole month laxative, take it, and the mess, just keep this in this plastic bag, all the mess, as you need to go to toilet, just keep it here. So in that month, she lost all the shape, everything is gone. All that mess was inside, right? So now you can see now that he doesn't have that type of inclination to this girl. So what the Sheikh did now, he brought that plastic bag with all the mess and presented it before him. Now enjoy that. Say, how can I enjoy this thing? So the Sheikh is explaining, this was the thing that made her attractive. So the thing that made her attractive, enjoy it now. Now that this thing came out of her, she lost the attraction, she lost the elegance, the beauty. Now you distracted from her. So this was the thing that attracted you. We took it out now, enjoy it. Go on now, I learned my lesson. So this Mashayikh, they learn you, they teach you the lesson. Now, there's a thing now how to employ a method to correct you. So, the easy way is to think what's going to be the end of that girl. She looks attractive now, and in a few years, I get to a Jamila Apa, and there, she's on a walker, all the beauty is gone, and then she came to get diapers for herself. See what happens. So if you don't think about the end, then you're looking in the story from just one perspective. When you're looking at a story from one perspective, it must damage you. Look at the story, look at it full. You know, you get this, people are investing, and then it turns out after a year, 2 years, that the whole company flopped, that it just collapsed. So it's happening here, it's happening in India also. So one phone came here. So I won't mention the person's name. So he invested. Now for them, 10 lakhs is too much. You know? 10 lakhs, 1 million rupees. For them is too much. So he had his life saving, he and his wife's life saving, and he put it. And in 1 year's time, everything just collapsed. Everything he lost. Now he's telling me, I've got a heart problem now, I've got a sugar problem now, what do I do? So, you look at the story not from one perspective only. You look at it from all sides, I find out, understand, if it works out, it doesn't work out, how much must I put, and to be safe, if it works, if it doesn't work, you did all that, then generally you don't have regrets. But aang band karke, you close your eyes and you just put your money inside. And then when loss came, you can't sustain the loss. So the same with woman and the same with wealth. Same story. Woman and wealth. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَىٰ. The business is already won. That these are going to be the two main problems of this ummah. Sometimes it's wealth, sometimes it's women. Wealth and women. That wealth is such that I think it turns you around. This wealth. See, because of wealth, people are traveling to India. They're going to China, Japan. Can you hear? We can summon you to court just because of wealth. The woman, they can throw them out of the house, walk on the streets. Doesn't happen in wealth. So we have got an understanding of wealth. We see the might of wealth, the clout of wealth. And that might of wealth made you a different person. You can travel, you can fight, you can take out your woman, you can do a lot of things just because of wealth. The might. So that can destroy you, or a woman can destroy you. Wealth can destroy, and woman can destroy. So, how are you going to manipulate? How are you going to take care? So this is a trial, an examination, and the examination you have to go through. In my understanding, you can't come out of this trial unless and until you didn't attach yourself to someone. So the question is then how you take care of yourself. Because these are realities that are facing men. Wherever you go, here, X country, Haramain, wherever you're going, these are just following you. So then, how do you look after yourself? The only thing I can think of is that you have to become very closely attached. See? Very closely attached. And if you're not going to be closely attached, then something else is going to attract you. Some one thing, and the second thing, and the third thing. Something's going to attract you. And what's going to be your resistance like? That thing is, it's so hostile, so aggressive, it's going to just take you. They say aggressive marketing. Marketing is aggressive. Somehow it will just take you. So now, the only solution I can find and I can think of is then you need to attach yourself gradually to something by force. You need to attach yourself. If you don't want to attach yourself, then something else is going to pull you. One thing or the second thing or the third thing is going to pull you. So, as though now the shaitans have all been let free. Just to go and attack. See, imagine you are in a hostile place and there's animals, wild animals, just after you. So you will have to look for your safety haven. So this is the present status of the world. This hostile, wild animals, wild shaitans, they have been left loose. Wild shaitans have been left loose. When they let loose now, they're just seeing how to attack, how to break, how to destroy. That's the idea, to destroy it. So now, if you want your safety, then you'll have to look for a haven. Sometimes the safety is quite easy. And sometimes the safety is quite complicated and difficult. See, we know that we're working towards Dajjal, right? Then with Dajjal will be Isa alayhi salam, right? And Isa alayhi salam will destroy him. And then Allah Ta'ala will announce to Isa alayhi salam that I'm about to release a nation that you will not be able to resist. One nation will release now, you are not going to be able to resist it. So, you and your following, you're going to take refuge. So everybody will take refuge, mountains, whatever, because nobody can. La qibla lahum, you can't stand there. So that will be that Ya'juj and Ma'juj, in English, Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released. Even Isa alayhi salam notified that nobody will be able to take them on. So when you can't take them on, then you look for your safety. Like when Dajjal, he's also in chains, right? Like Ya'juj Ma'juj, they're also locked up. Right? Then they'll be released. Dajjal also is in chains and he's released. Right? So the hadith is telling you, when you hear of the release of the Dajjal, then فَلْمَنْ سَمِيَ عَنْهُ فَلْيَنْعَ عَنْهُ Then you keep a distance. Because فَيَكُونُ رَجُلٌ فِيهَا يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ. There'll be a person, he thinks he's got iman, and he goes to him. And when he goes to him, then he's overwhelmed because of all the charm that he's got, the magic, the charm that he's got. He's overwhelmed. He's turned around. He thought, no, I got such an immunity that I can take the Dajjal on. But the moment he went and encountered him, he got turned around. So sometimes the charm, the magic, or the evil that is with that person is too much. You get engulfed. So before that can happen, then you need to see what are your safety and precautionary measures. There was one friend of mine who was in this university at Cape Town. One is Kruskier and one is was at the university. No, not Stellenbosch. I think it was more East London side somewhere. Grahamstown, yeah. So he was there for about 10 years. So he came here. So he was the imam in the Grahamstown Masjid. For 10 years he was the imam there. And he came here. So he knows about the university, because all the students come to him. The students, they throw out a guarantee that you send the most pious girl in that environment. 6 months is too much. We will bring her, cut her to size. The 6 months. You see the force of the environment. She's coming from a past pious background, abaya, burqa, everything. There's 6 months into that environment and she's flawed. He's telling me, he's the imam there, 10 years. The other thing was, it came so heavy that I just gave my resignation and I came away. It's gone so bad. Anything that the Stellenbosch one, or the education is quite high, right? People are sending them, the children there. You say, he's telling me, he went to all these places, in Jamaat he went. Good girls, right? Wearing abaya, all that. But come a long weekend, holiday, they're so drunk, they know what's going on. How many people are using them in the state? But if you look at the families they're coming from, you can't imagine. This is the family, this is personality. You know? But thrown in that environment, I see, you know, the shaitans are released. When they are released, then you have to then take cover for dear life. You think, no, I'll go, I'll get educated, get more money. But at the price of what? You know, you're talking of whether it's a government enterprise, an office, or it's a private, or it's an office environment. The stats are showing that girls that are going in that environment, open environment, at least about 80% of the girls are complaining that interferes. They're not safe. Muslim, non-Muslim, nothing, anybody. Anybody is going in this type of environment, and these girls are complaining that we are not safe. How many phones, cases I got? Right. A man is complaining. So I knew him for about 35, 38 years already. So he's very intelligent, super intelligent. So he said, "Now my girl got 7 A's, and people are saying that why are you wasting such a valuable treasure? You know, so much of treasure you got, you're wasting it, put it in the kitchen." So now, that class of people you can't even discuss. Why you can't discuss is because they're not in the mind of discussing. They're not in the mood of discussing. And sometimes you're afraid they may see something that will deprive them of the iman. So you don't want to get into a deep discussion with them. But now, he is sent her to the university. She's coming every year, first, very good marks. First year in the university, the year she's just graduating now. One day, she came in with a local black atheist, hand in hand, coming home. "Ma, meet my husband." Mother just fainted straight. But the bond is so much that she saw the mother, what happened to her, but she can't let go. Okay. So you see this attraction. Don't think that, see, it's a, you know, I told you the jar, and the person said, "I got iman, I'll go and I'll come out safe." Can't come out safe. You will have to look for your own safety. It becomes so tight that you have to look for your safety. If this thing looks lucrative, it looks enjoyable, it looks great, but when you see that, you know, your own child, and what happens to her? My father, marhum, after his grave, so he tried to go to Jamaat. But now he'll go with one friend of his. His friend must cover up for him. "I won't give bayans." So the law brought to give. My father wasn't the person to give bayans. So somehow get down the Amir's bed. We do everything else, the khidmat, gush, mutakallim, all that. But don't put me for the bayan. So the law for that. So they went to Detroit. It was 84. So they knew some South Africans, they took their addresses, they knew them, he knew them personally. They went there for Gush. But how the environment just changes. The man was there, settled, became a specialist. So they knew him from South Africa, so they went to meet him. So it was around Maghrib time on a Friday. At Fugash. So they're sitting in the lounge and talking. In the meanwhile, they hear a hooter. So the daughter, she's dressed up. You know, how a loose woman is dressed up, she's dressed up like that. His own daughter. He's coming from a pious background. If you look at him, his ancestry are pious, very pious. Like Orientaj Jews and everything else. So daughter came out, and daughter is saying, Dad, it's a Friday, so it's a long weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So my boyfriend is here, I'm going out. And the father says, darling, don't forget to take your pearl. See how the mind changes. Now you look at the ancestries, all pious people, Tajuguzar, regular, etc., etc. But thrown in that environment, and what happens to the person? Khasira dunya wa khasira al-akhira. Dhalika huwa al-khusran al-deen. You lost both. The deen is gone, and akhir is gone. Even for a couple of coppers, that's it, you got it. Specialist, whatever, a lot of money you got. So you give that life to your child, but then what do you get? What anything out of it? So, deen is the priority. Wherever you are, whoever you are. Even if it is quarter loaf, that's better than aspiring for the one loaf and losing your respect, values, and deen. You lost that, everything is gone. I tell you, I'm certain about this. I'm not seeing this as a pastime just to impress you. No, not at all. That one slice is better than one loaf. You got your deen, you got your values, you got things right. Just be happy with that one slice. Now, you're aspiring for that one loaf, the greed, doing this, doing that, cutting corners here, cutting corners there, running here, flying that side. Right? Until about 5 years ago, people are going to China. So they'll come and meet. And they'll ask for any advice. They'll go 1 month's time to China. I say, please, you go to China, don't go alone, go 2-3 people. So he's asking me why. You see, according to the business that you do, as you returning, your agent, the one that is doing your business, and you doing your main purchasing from, right? You bought about 1 million, 2 million, sorry. So now, as a token, he should give you a surprise, a gift. So the gift will be that just in the week that you're returning, he'll line up about 5-6 Chinese girls. Take the one of your choice for the 5 days. Compliment for the company. So for them it's like a prize, you know, nothing. So know nothing about shame. Shame, haya, nothing. Imagine you are all alone, youngster under 35, 40, and this thing is presented before you, wife is this side here, you that side there. What happens to you? Can your iman be saved? So I tell people, by going, don't go alone, and don't be at any time, even there, don't be secluded. It will cost you something, another ticket, whatever else, but it's safer for your iman. If you're just looking from a money perspective and you're losing all iman, all these things, not worth the price. Not at all worth the price. So whether it's a school environment, whether it is a university environment, so that whole environment is taking you in the direction, the wrong direction. You look, as you're getting into the secondary school, high school, so they're giving you readers, right? And 7 out of 10 of the readers is about a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Someone is eloping with a girl. Someone fell in love. Right? Doesn't it happen? Romeo and Juliet? Doesn't it happen? So now, that young mind, impressionable mind, that's the first thing, how they made love and how they schemed things and how it worked out for them. So this is the first thing that is running through the youngster's mind. And they feel that that's the way to go. I know, when I must have been about 13 or 14, or 15, right? So, if there's someone's birthday in the school, at that time, 12 or That's not in 1960s, right? So it's someone's birthday. So the teacher will ask someone to sing. So one boy will come out and sing. Now they've got no deen. So one of the songs that he sang that day. So the words, I still remember the words. I'm in school now, in the class. So that words, he says, when I was young, my father said, son, you must remain a bachelor boy. And that's the way to go. Hey, the way he chowed it up, the whole class is jumping. But I ask you, these words here, are they in harmony with Islam and the Sunnah, or totally against it? But now those words are so touching. Son, you must remain a bachelor boy, that's the way to go. You know, the way it's tuned up and the way it's rhymed and all that, that you are five already the seventh aswad, you are already there. But you see, all this evil, indecent, shirk, disbelief, everything is getting into your system, and you don't even realize the thought, the ideas, the behavior, everything of kufr, disbelief, and immodesty, right? It enters the child, and then before he knows it, he becomes a victim to this thing. And then he thinks also, what's wrong? The young now, let them enjoy themselves a little bit, and then they'll get into a marriage. That's how they think. So this environment, you can become a victim to the environment, and so easily you become a victim to the environment, and you can't let go. Then you get cases again. I'm talking about the cases that I received, right? You get cases now, they got stuck like this. Then the father thought this child is now big now, 24, getting married. So somehow they persuaded him to get married. But he can't leave that attachment to the old girlfriend. Then this new wife discovers that he's in love with that one. In the meanwhile, she's got a son, she's got a child. Then she presses, no, just leave me. I'm going back to my father's house. Big fight will happen, court case and all. And then she's back by the father's house. So the man is one side, father is one side, and there's a child in between. Then they will put that man, the boy, in place. They won't allow him to see the child. Either to turn the child's mind against the father, or they won't make him suffer, despite him, not to see his son. Why? You destroyed the life of our daughter. See what happens? All the fights. So this whole circular system, if you look at it from the beginning, right to the end, it is to corrupt your mind, to deprive you of values, to flush down the modesty and morality from your life, complete, and get into an alien culture. That is an alien culture, immodesty, immorality, shameless behavior, having your iman shaken up, having your iman shaken up. That is the whole idea of this security. So, in this whole commotion now, you have to think, how must I look after myself and my child? So I say, the only thing I can see is keep yourself attached. So attached to whom? Someone that is very strong. Like how you got a goat or a cow or something, then it's going to run away, so you tie it, you fasten it, right? But you fasten it against this cushion here, then what happened? You will take the cushion for a spin, isn't it? So you fasten yourself to someone that is weak, then you will spin him around, you will spin and you will spin him around, isn't it? He's weak, he's not strong. But if you fasten that goat or the camel on it to this pillar here, then, so the person that you touch yourself, he will be very strong. Extremely strong. So, if you're getting into dangerous waters, he can pull you back. But then your attachment and your commitment must be equally strong. You can't say I'm attached to him, so I'm safe. No. Your commitment to him must be strong. Your commitment to him is strong, inshallah, under any circumstance, inshallah, you will preserve yourself. strong. So what's the level of attachment that you've got? When you came to live in Springer Beach, that's all 60 somewhere. So I had a liking for swimming at that time. I learned to swim all that. We never see a beach on it. So got to talk to some of the lifesavers. Like it was a novelty at the time. So how they train people. He's telling me that they have to send someone to save someone of some work inside. So there can be two types of persons. One is an expert swimmer, so we have trust in him. So we don't have to be too worried, because he knows what he's doing. But if he's still a novice, he's still training, then what we do, we fasten him on a rope, and he's got a radio. So the moment he's got a problem with his radio, and then we'll pull him out straight away. So you see this attachment to safety, attachment to safety. They also understand that they must be attached to safety. Any problem, come back. Any problem, come back. Now, just leaving people like that, and then they miss themselves, boys, girls, miss themselves, that's not a Muslim life. It's a life of filth. It works for kuffar, because for them there's no such thing like shame, no such thing like morality, no such a thing like values. They don't have that. But blackmailing was here while they're in love, right? In love. So anyway, he turned away from the girl. So this girl was now then blackmailing. Yeah, see what we were doing. She got all the photos and all that. So she was blackmailed. But the strange thing is now, the same culture of blackmailing is in Muslim lands also. Same. Arab land, Muslim, the same thing. Now she doesn't realize that if she, in the whole process, her name is also gone, finished. But now why did he leave me? I'll fix him up, put him in his place. So we were talking of this story, he was a youngster. And he admits, when I was young, this is what happened to me. And the thought of the girl that troubles me, then I just reflect over her, it brings about some calmness. So anyway, Amir Shah Khan Sahib mentioned this to Hazrat Mullah Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Once, and the second time, and the third time. When he repeated the story for the third time, Mullah says, Amir Shah Khan Sahib, tumhari yaadat kuch kamzor ho gaya, your memory is one weak, that you relating the story, repeating it to me for the third time, so no, I know exactly. First time, here, this was the place. Second time, this was the place. First time, this was the approximate date, and now. So your memory is so good. So I'm only asking you because I want to know, do you know anything about this type of affairs? So we talk about attachment. Attachment. But attachment is very strong. To a strong person. Not the person that you can drive. He will drive you. If you're a weak person, right, like, you fasten yourself but to this cushion, you drive around. So if the person is weak, you drive around. So you tell him, I watch porn, not too much, now and only. So who's the driver? Are you the driver or the sheikh the driver? You're driving the sheikh. So he himself is not strong. But he himself is not strong. You say, no, he's the right person, he's cool, man. He's not too strict. The sheikh must have an insight, a sight, understand. One man came here. So his three daughters all in university. Now he wanted to do Islam. So I'm thinking now he himself is professional, very well known in Durban, and his children also had bursaries from the day that they matriculated their bursaries, big companies. So So they came out so well. So I'm thinking how to move them. So I say, alright, do this much, just do this fazaila sadaqat for at least 25 minutes every day with them, with your daughters. So all university, the memories are too good. They're taking all the awards they're taking. So after about 1.5 years, the man comes back to me and he says that his daughters are saying, hey, Ustad is too cool, eh? He didn't ask him to leave the school, university, but he put us on a course and we had to dump the thing ourselves. Every day they're being Italian now, getting them, saying, biting them again. Until after 1.5 year now, the whole mind shifted. But now, the idea is not to spite, the idea is to make right. But now, how to talk to people, how to get them? Because it's asking to do it straight, don't do it. I have to use some tactic to get the person around. So that person must be very strong. He must be like that pillar. See, you think like this pillar here, and you got the goat or the camel fastened. Can it ever break? So the sheikh must be such, so strong. He is not driven. He will drive you. He is not driven. Come what may, but he is not driven. You're in dangerous waters, he'll bring you out. And he'll drive you. He'll say, go here, don't go here. So, as well, when Goya Sabana says to that person, you see, for so many years, I had a relationship with my sheikh, Haji Imdadullah Sabra, whereas my sheikh was in Makkah Mukarrama and I was in India. But my relationship was such that I didn't do anything without consulting him. Not even getting up and standing up, I would do it after consulting him. Whereas he's in Makkah, I'm here. But that was the bond. That was the attachment. So strong attachment. Then by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, that attachment progressed. Now this thing is a fact, is a reality, right? I'll just come in between and tell you one story, right? Now all these people are talking about all that dead now. So don't worry who it is. They're dead and they're gone. So the one man is telling me about the relationship that he had enjoyed with his wife. So he'll be working in town, Maritzburg, and his wife is in, say for example, Amantin Toti, right? So can you see the distance? She's Amantin Toti, and he's in town or Maritzburg. She'll know exactly that the bond is so great that where he is now and what he desires for supper. But you see the bond. The bond is such, he's telling me, she'll know exactly what I want. Can you understand this? That's the relationship. And as I come in, and she got the same thing prepared. Curry chikri, tari chikri is there also. If it's curry kichri, you'll get it. Straight away. So, I had that relationship with my sheikh for that period of time. And after some years, after about 10 years, then I had the same relationship with Hazrat Rasulullah Paksa. See, that thing, it just grew, strengthened. And then, everything I would just consult. See the bond, see the attachment, see how firmly we are tied. So, in this day of fitna, you can see it, you're hearing it, listening all the time. Then what are we doing for our safety, our security? What are we doing? For physical safety, we're doing something. Material safety, we're doing something, right? For our reputation safety, we're doing something. Then for our dini safety, what are we doing? Is there anything we're doing for our dini safety? And the safest thing I can find is attachment. You have to be attached. come what may, you have to be attached. Emphasize, impress upon yourself, upon your family, dependents, but you have to keep yourself attached, no matter what it costs, but keep yourself attached. So you see what he says? Then for that, after that period, then my attachment was with Rasulullah Baksud for so many years. And then Mullah kept quiet. So someone then insisted, well, after that what happened? So Mullah said, Phir to Khuda ke fazl se maqam ihsan hasil. Then I had the presence of Allah Ta'ala at any given time. Any given time, and Allah was so close to me. So close. But it starts off with attachment. And the attachment has to be two things that must be with attachment. The person himself must be very strong. And your commitment must also be good. Not that he's strong and you got no commitment. That means no commitment is like you broke off. You snapped the rope. So now, so your attachment and your commitment must be strong. And the person himself who you attach yourself, he must be strong or as well. Then you see then there's enjoyment, there's happiness. Allah Baktofi.